Kamal Chandra for Long Tail Politics. It's January 16th, Saturday, 2021, and this is episode two. I'm going to talk about Obamacare extensions into the next generation of healthcare. Now, my overall arching view was to have a one-click online video conference with highly encrypted communication. That came true with Doctor on Demand and all these other things that have popped up. Now the problem is that many of these healthcare offices that are remote and not in their state have problems getting you. You have problems getting health insurance for those visits. You have problems making sure that they know all your previous health work, so they can give you a biased point of view on what you need to get done. And so that's very important. Personalized healthcare. And then gamified healthcare is really good because, if you try really hard to eat less, then they can help you more. Or if you try to spend less time doing something really bad for you, then they'll help you more, All sorts of things like smoking or drinking or taking drugs or recreational drugs or taking lots of drugs or being drug free or being tech free. Or being all these things free, it's really good. And the really important thing about it is that, just because you have diet and exercise doesn't mean that you're doing well. It has to do with also things like your meditation, your yoga, and other types of alternative healthcare like Tai Chi or other types of like breathing alternate breathing skills. So these are not approached. And then also looking at it from a holistic point of view, having holistic health care where you're not just getting allopathy all the time, which is the Eastern anti-Eastern type of methodology where you extract the ingredients necessary or chemical structure necessary to get something done without looking at the side effects of only having that whole plant not being included in the equation. Now, why is that important? Because sometimes there's you can get acute situations done with allopathy, but for long term you might want to consider other alternative medications, and getting that approved by the FDA is going to be really hard. So these are problems that we face, because how is homeopathy and Ayurveda going to be approved by the FDA anytime soon, and naturopathy too. These are all problems we face when we're going and choosing who do we want to talk to. And ancient Chinese medicine, along with chiropractors and other types of other things. So now, what's really cool is this is really cool stuff. And if it's done properly, then it's gonna do amazing things. Now, you can have different types of healthcare based on your BMI, your work-life balance, your posterity expectations to go with from Main Street to Wall Street. And you take a bunch of questionnaires every single week before you talk to your doctor, or every single month when you talk to your doctor or dietitian or physician's assistant, and you have that downloaded to your and uploaded to your doctor, who can see exactly what you're up to before you do something. Now, the cool thing about gamification is, how do you do it? How do you make sure that you're honest about what you're got and done, not just using sensors like your step walk or your calorie counter or other things that are not external. But you have to check out things like mental agility, physical agility, stamina, flexibility, strength, awareness, acceleration, throwing power, accuracy, fitness, jumping, catching, hit power, and social skills. Also, from your mental point of view, you have anxiety, memory, accuracy, coping mechanisms, learning speed, quality versus quantity, relationships, stress, press, mental stability, satisfaction, family support, flexibility versus rigidness, self-esteem, current family marriage, mental status, and substance abuse. And from the psychological point of view, you can look at your id, ego and superego. From your spiritual side, you can look at how you're connecting to God through mantras, through prayer, and through meditation or chanting Buddhist things. Now, one thing to look at in mind is when you look at health, there's so many things involved, like Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Are you fulfilling all your needs in order from the most bare minimum to the most highest level form of Maslow's hierarchy of needs? And in terms of wealth, is it really all just income in terms of self income, but is it also family income, neighborhood income, community health income, all the way up to country income? In terms of monetary, personalized experiences and personalized gifts. So there's all sorts of issues of character, inspired by the wooden triangle through the journal of questions every day from Myers-Briggs lie detection using multiple question prose. So you have your industriousness, your friendship, your loyalty, your cooperation, your enthusiasm, self-control, alertness, initiative, intentness, condition, skill, team spirit, poise, confidence, and competitive greatness. And finally, your social well-being, which could be done with medias like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Quora, TikTok, Snapchat, and Thriller. So from this, you can go on to how do you promote work-life balance for better surrounding family and friends, health, along with a better community. You want to have online face-to-face communication using phone client with high throughput and minimal latency, using without the hassles of transportation. And many people I've talked to that, the thing I've kept on saying is, what about royal pains? Why don't you bring the doctor to your home instead of going to the doctor? So have like a neighborhood physician rather than having a city physician or something like that. And that keeps everyone local. And if you have a problem, the doctor's nearby. So these are all sorts of issues that you can face when you're doing stuff like this. And and having kind of some sort of standard when you're doing all this work is very important. Having some sort of RFC from the networking community to get the job done in such a way that it follows some protocol. And picking a host of developers and all based on implementation, usability, speed, fluid design to get the job done, and fabless and codeless franchise then replicated across the USA. So have start with a beta in small cities and then move it out once it gets very popular, similar to many other startups that have done this thing in the past. Point system for each task is done every day, every week, every month, every year for overall health of person, family, community, country, state, region, country. And the cons of this type of highly technological thing is there's only problems with people lying on their surveys or lying on their stats, taking off their thing. So how do you find these loopholes in the system to do minimal work and get maximal payout or maximal health care? You have proxy health work and lying in the system. You have how do you do like health care optimization, HCO, so you can do all sorts of you can become the top physical fitness wise, but not really essentially that true the in what you're trying to do. And how do we grandfather in existing seniors and get non-athletic people to exercise in very, very morbidly obese from 350 pounds weight or higher? Selling, and then also finally, selling the calorie consumption credit data will be called dangerous by some people in the privacy industry, like EFF and other privacy advocates like Ralph Nader or Richard Stallman. So these are also very, very important things to put in mind. So I think technology heavy thing is really good, but you have to think about, is it a nuisance for the consumer? So how do you make it so it does not become so dragging? So that's the problem. Like for instance, we have this eating system. Now the problem is that you have to take out your phone every time. You have to go to the app. You have to point that device at your UFC code, and then you have to make sure it's the right quantity of that device. Why not have it on your watch instead? Have a camera on your watch. You put your watch near your food device using a camera built in the watch, and then it scans it, and then you have to do all the computation on the watch instead of your phone. That's more convenient. Plus, you could put in the future maybe an RFC tag. Yeah, RFC tag or RFID tag or NFC tag on each food device to make it easier to recognize when you're going to eat something. Or and finally, there's so many other ideas that are popping around, checking the food distribution on a plate using a pressure sensitive iPad to figure out how much food you're eating, a quantity exactly you're eating of a certain type of food. So these are all problems we face when we're trying to select what we're going to eat and state accuracy and not find loopholes in the system to get the job done. We should stay accountable and honest with ourselves, and sometimes we can't meet our deadlines. We have to figure out how to do other things that make us happier and more well-versed. So that's pretty much it for my view on what's going to happen in the future. In my opinion, a new plan for a healthy America and beyond, personalized, gamified, universal, privatized healthcare to promote a quintessential life of happiness, health, and wealth. And so that's pretty much it for today's episode of Long Tail Politics, episode 2, on Saturday, January 16th, 2021. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.